One just quick story I'll share with you. I had a physician that I'd just taken on. He was sober 2 years, moved into town, wild on a rabbit. That guy was just wild. And I was talking with him a little bit, and he was getting ready to celebrate 2 years. And we were having breakfast one morning, and I was leaning on him a little bit. And I said, "Well, big deal coming up for you at the meeting this week." He said, "What?" He always liked these, just in awe of everything. "Say good morning." "Oh, yeah." And so I said, "Well, it's 2 years for you, dummy." And he said, "Oh, my God, I forgot." And he said, "I can't be there." I said, "Well, that's too bad. Why can't you be there?" And he said, "Well, I've got this command performance from the State Medical Society, and they're the people who own my license. If I don't show up, they're going to know I'm drunk. I have got to go." And I said, "Well, that really is too bad, but it certainly helps me to fix the agenda for our next meeting." And he said, "What's that?" I said, "It'll be about priorities." And he said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, it's pretty important that when the things that you get as a result of recovery in the program become more important than what produces the recovery, your priorities are shot, my friend." And the old boy just turned gray. I mean, he caught the gravity of it. And he just turned gray. And he said, "I swear, Tom, I don't know what I'll do, but I'll be there." And that night, the anniversary night, he came in a tuxedo with a zebra cummerbund and tie, I guess you got what it was. And I introduced him to everybody as the offspring of the mating of a penguin and a zebra. And we had a great time, and then he went on to the thing. That's priority. See, if I can't help somebody get that kind of thing, and that business of working with folks from the capturing ethic, whether it's a doc or a driver's license guy, very important to help somebody get through that compliance with that into ownership of recovery.